Hey, what's up? I'm Alexa Casper, and this is Heezy Life, where we embrace hard things now so that we can live easy later. Today is the day. What's up, guys? This is episode 40 of Heezy Life titled Increase Your Peace. Life is super overwhelming sometimes. It is vital and hectic and unpredictable. When obligations pile up and bullet points run off the page, how do we deal? How do we find peace? I wish they taught a college course on how to manage your life, because that is a class worth paying for. We grow up, get jobs, get married, have babies, and then we're like, holy crap, how do I do all this? Ah, it's crazy. I mean, sometimes I look at people on Instagram traveling the world, chasing their passion, and just living a cool life. And I wonder, is that even real? Is that even possible? To be that peaceful, that purposeful, and that content. I feel like we don't see a lot of great examples of how to do life right in our everyday lives. What we see is hard work rewarded with more work. Like, oh, you can handle this? Great, handle this too. And then in order to deal, we just hunker down, stay up later, get up earlier, and grind it out. We do what needs to be done, and then we wonder why we're so exhausted and unfulfilled. Hello, we're doing way too much. How can we ever achieve peace if we don't have time for it? I think at the core of our humanity is this desire to feel truly valuable and irreplaceable, to feel like we are important. But in order to fulfill that core desire, we push and push and throw ourselves at our to-do list in order to prove it, in order to earn it. But what if I told you that you are enough? That even if you didn't do one more thing, you, all of you, is enough. That just makes me feel so much peace, like warm and fuzzies all over my body. If we could all accept that one simple truth, it would be revolutionary. But the problem is that that is not our current reality. We have jobs and families and responsibilities. We have shifty eyes staring at us if we leave work at 5 o'clock, and conversation competitions about who's busier than who. And we do this because we feel the need to prove ourselves. Must improve myself. Like, we're robots and we're caught in the cycle of just going and going and going and doing and doing and doing. And it's quite a conundrum. It seems to me that if we really want peace, we have to choose. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Robert Frost. Fun fact, that is Chase's favorite quote. Anyways, we have a choice, guys. We can stay on course, celebrating our busyness, apathy, and powering through, or we can stop. We can focus and organize our energy around people and work that truly makes us happy and feel fulfilled. The road less traveled on is harder. It is painful and it will test your soul. But doesn't it sound worth it? Doesn't that intrigue your spirit? I'm going down that path right now, and I gotta tell you that it's not in my nature. I'd love to just give and give and give until I'm completely depleted. I love to be over-caffeinated, over-busy, stressing out, running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But where does that lead? Where do I stop? What is the moment when I've gone too far and chosen tasks and responsibilities over relationships, over my family, over myself? That road looks pretty grave. And it's not worth it. I mean, think about long-term. When you're a granny or grandpa, meemaw, papa, mimi, whatever, looking back at your life, what do you want to see? You want to see life. You want to see adventure and joy and peace. You want to see a life well lived, but it's going to cost you. It's going to force you to say no to some things in order to pursue peace. I had to do this last week. Man, my soul is still so heavy from it, but I had my last Sunday with a freshman group that I lead at Buckhead Church. I love them so much, but God was just pulling my heart here with you and with this podcast. I probably could have done both, but at what cost? I'd rather wholeheartedly chase my true purpose than half-ass an obligated life. Leaving is so hard, but I know that through this season of transition, God will bless the space I've made. If any of you girls are listening out there, you are incredible and you have touched my heart. and to Alex and Sarah, my co-leaders, you guys inspire me. You make me want to be a better person, and you make me stronger just being around you. So thank you, and thank you, Buckhead Church. I mean, it's so cool to have somebody invest in you too, and I just really appreciate all of you guys out there. Seasons will change, but the path remains the same. Choose life. Go out today with the simple life-changing truth that you are enough. And thrive. You got this. I'll end with this quote by John D. Rockefeller. Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great. Thank you so much for listening. If you want more, check out my Instagram at heezy.life. I also have a Facebook page and a website, also heezy.life. Check it all out. I love you guys. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.